This Saturday marks Donald Trump's 100th day in office as president. In advance of that point, we're speaking to Vermont's congressional delegation to get their perspectives on what's been going on in Washington since January. I spoke with Vermont's member of the House of Representatives, Democratic Congressman Peter Welch, and started off by asking him if anything about President Trump's first 100 days in office has surprised him to this point.
Well, you know, first of all, the 100-day mark is important. It's that period that a new president has to do three things. One is deliver on promises. Two is to reach out and find common ground and work for unity. And three, to give definition to what are the biggest challenges that the president's going to face and the country is going to face in the next 4 years. And the president hasn't really succeeded, I think, in these things. One, on his promises, you know, where's the infrastructure bill? Where's the wall? Where's the replacement for health care? All of those were failures, largely as a result of the enormous division on the Republican side. And secondly, the president had a chance to find some common ground with Democrats, even though we disagree on a lot of things, infrastructure, for instance, prescription drugs, but there was no follow-through on those. And that was an opportunity lost in the first 100 days to start reaching out and to show the country that he wanted to be president for all of the people. And then the third thing is the president gives definition to what the challenge is that our country faces in the next 4 years. President Trump was elected in rural America. In rural America, more than any part of America, is suffering the effects of income inequality. And there really has been no focus by the president on that challenge to rural America.
Well, Congressman, you mentioned infrastructure and the wall as things that he promised that he would campaign on and didn't quite get done yet. First, on infrastructure, isn't there still a chance to get something on that done? I know a lot of Democrats, I think, like yourself, would like to see some money spent on infrastructure. And as far as the wall, you know, his backers might argue that that's not happening because Democrats in Congress don't want it to happen.
Well, two things. Number one, if we can get infrastructure, I'm going to work on that every day. If we can get lower prescription drug prices, I'm going to be there cooperating. On those things where there is common ground, the president, if he follows through, he's going to find eager Democrats willing to work with him. But on some of these other issues, we're going to oppose them. I mean, I oppose the wall. I oppose the Muslim ban. I oppose repealing health care. So there's real divisions on policy matters.
What are some of the policies, decisions that are on the table that you think could have the greatest impact, positive or negative, on Vermont?
Repealing health care would be devastating to individuals who depend on health care through the ACA, but it would also really hurt our hospitals in Vermont that would lose Medicaid reimbursement, and they would go from black ink to red ink very quickly. I think the other thing that's really important, the president is a unifier. These are difficult times for many families that have been left behind in the economy. And the constant talk about a Muslim ban, a tax on Planned Parenthood, which I think really would deny access to health care for many women in our state and around the country, the assault on the press, all of these things are really about whether you're going to nurture democracy and whether you're going to revive the spirit of democracy that is essential if we're going to make good decisions for this country that's going to revive the middle class. And I don't see the president reaching out in a way that we need presidents to do to bring us together and to renew our commitment to building a strong middle class economy.
Well, looking past this 100-day marker, what are the issues that you're focusing on, and have your priorities shifted at all? Is there anything new that you want to look at as the days move ahead?
Well, it has not. My priorities are really the same. Number one, we've got to restore the institutions of our democracy, starting with Congress. And having it be totally divided is not good for this country. So I believe that everything I can do to try to make that institution work, and that's a hard job, obviously, for an individual member, but it's a responsibility and opportunity I have. Second, I'm really inspired by the engagement that citizens have, and it's making a huge difference. That rally in Hardwick was so inspiring to Bernie, Patrick, and me to see these Vermonters who cared so much about the democracy that they're coming out and searching for ways that they can help. I think in the end of the day, that's really what's going to make the difference. But finally, we have this huge problem, and it's deepest in rural America, of income inequality. And that's not a result of people's failures in rural America. It's a result of policies that are leaving rural America behind. And I want our governmental policies to help folks back home have a shot at being successful in doing the work that they're doing. And that's really about restoring our commitment to a middle-class agenda.
I want to ask one more thing, Congressman Welch, because I think Vermont's in a unique situation in that a lot of people who are worried about many of the issues you're talking about here, they have your backing, at least of their congressional delegation. You agree with most Vermonters on a lot of these issues. But unlike other parts of the country where people have been giving Republicans quite an earful at town halls, you know, and criticizing them, saying they need to do more, here in Vermont, people may feel a little frustrated in that, you know, in other words, what can they do? What would you say to Vermonters who feel like they want to let their leaders in Washington know that they want change? And yet, you know, talking to you, to Senator Sanders, to Senator Leahy, you already agree with them.
Well, that's the question that we do get asked, and I think there's two things. First, do not underestimate the importance of the work you do locally, you know, on your select board, on your school board, on just showing up at a rally, on listening to a neighbor who disagrees with you, if you're maybe a Trump supporter. But that local work where we can sustain the institutions of democracy and we can have that spirit of cooperation in finding common ground, that is really important. Vermonters are doing it, and I urge them to keep at it. Secondly, if they have neighbors or friends or family in another state where that member of Congress is going against their views, contact that neighbor or family member and ask them from that district to call that member of Congress. Because it is true that in Congress, I listen much more to a Vermonter than I do if I get a random call from Texas or Idaho.
Congressman Peter Welch, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, thank you, Mitch.